podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a story that you have that sounds so crazy that it almost sounds fake, but it's 100% true? 855-444-6342. We're going to kind of do this game show style. If you want to try to like stump us, you tell us your story and we'll guess if it's completely made up, totally fake, or it's a real story. So if you want to like take on the challenge, like I want to see, I can make up a story and fool these idiots on the radio, go for it too. 855-444-6342. This is a story that sounds fake, but is true, or it was sounding true, but it's actually fake. Whatever you want to do with it. It's kind of like my story about how I survived a gunshot to the head.
Yeah, that's the bar, people.
That's the bar. Yeah, that's the- I survived a gunshot to the head. They don't even believe me. Everyone on the show doesn't believe me.
Oh, it's the head?
Me.
I thought it was your shoulder.
No, it was my head. No, it was the head. I was at my uncle's farm in Iowa, and a beer saved my life. We were shooting at the guns at the target, and they had a metal target, and I turned around to grab a beer, and the bullet ricocheted off the target and clipped me in the back of the head. I fell down. I was bleeding. I said, I'm hit. And then I got back up and crushed that beer like a man.
Lies.
It's 100% true.
Lies.
I have never once thought this is true.
The more Amy gets said, told, the more fake I believe.
Amy says the first question she's asking God at the gates of heaven, right. Not can I get in? It's like,
did Brett get shot?
Yeah. And then, like, they're going to replay it back and she's going to watch me and be like, man, he really was he was the man of steel. He was Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't believe in you.
I believe it because why would you make that up? You know?
Because he's a dramatic man.
It's Brett.
I have a very dramatic man. Okay. Okay, that's the bar. If you got a gunshot story, come on up to the show. You're next. All right. Do you have a story that sounds fake but is 100% true? Or you're like, no, dude, totally duped you, idiots. 855-444-MEGA. All right. Have a little fun with us. You tell us a story that sounds fake, but it could be 100% true. And we'll guess, is this story real or fake? Because it just sounds so absurd. 855-444-MEGA if you have a story like that. My dad has a story like that too as well. It's like a family trait of ours. Apparently, I tell stories like how I got shot and survived and no one believes it. And really did. I am 50 Cent, guys. I am the man of steel. Superman, bullets just bounce off the back of my head. My dad claims that he was driving a motorcycle, hit a car, flipped over the car, and landed on his feet. He tells a story all the time.
I believe that.
Believe my dad, but don't believe me.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe my dad. Yeah. He tells the story and he walks away. He said people like saw it. Like I think like applauded. Like who saw this?
He's
like
a stunt man.
This guy thinks he's like Simone Biles over here, like doing flips.
Wow.
Yeah, like a stunt man. He like hit a car, flipped, and then landed on his feet. And he tells his story on a regular basis. Like and walked away. Like And, like, the police were like,
not a scuff on him.
Yeah, right, like that's a crazy story. No one believes him, but he tells it all the time. 855-444-MEGA. Jacqueline, you got a story like that?
I do. After school one day, we went through the car wash. And you know how young boys like to whip the car around? He floored the car. The floor mat went over the gas and under the brake, and the car drove across a little strip center, and he jumps out the car. Car continues to go, and it went right into the Lee's Chicken drive-thru.
What?
I believe it.
From a car wash, this guy crashed into a chicken place?
A Lee's Chicken off Manchester Road. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I mean, new fear unlocked. Yeah.
I know this is true.
About
the floor mats, that's crazy.
It's too specific to be a lie. I think it's true, too.
Truth. I think it's true because no one ever thinks about Lee's Chicken.
Yes.
You know? She would have just said, like, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A. No, she said Lee's Chicken.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love Lee's Chicken. It's true. You can go and see the photos on the wall to this day.
They put them up.
No way.
Wow.
There's photos of it?
There's security footage.
There's security footage.
Do you have the footage?
Oh, no. No, we didn't know about any of this until way later. But yeah, it's famous.
It's famous. Thank you for the call.
Like Lee's chicken.
Yeah. Wow. That was crazy. And exactly like my gunshot story, guys.
Oh, my God.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves. Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud. I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.